Shalom to all! Today we're learning Maseches Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos, B'shalom, Zalman, V'zgos, Marasiyat, V'chayit, Chalotem. They should be given for the Sachat, Slach, and Siyat, Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa, B'shafa, and Kol Tov Selo. And B'schos, Esther Bas Rachel, she should be Zecher to find Zivug Hagon, Bekar of Mamesh. And we continue talking about sending things to his friend on Yontif. Mishalchan Kalim, he can send clothing or cloth. Bein tefurin, bein she'enon tefurin, whether they're sewed or even if they're not sewed. Vafal pishesh ben kalayim, even if they have shatness in them. Behein letzarech hamayid, this is as long as they're usable for the mayid, because even though this cloth isn't sewn into a regular piece of clothing, it can be folded up and he could sit on it. And if it's very hard and it's not going to provide him with any warmth, so then even though it has shatness in it, it's permitted to sit on it, so he could send it to him on yontif. Avloy sandal hamasumer, he's not a send him a hobnailed sandal, avloy minel she'enon tefur, and not a shoe which isn't sewn yet, because that has no use on yontif. Rabbi Yehuda says, afli mino lavan, even a white shoe is not allowed to be sent, bibnei shetzarch uman, because it still needs the craftsman. What do we need the craftsman for? Well, he has to dye it black. No one wears white shoes, they wear black shoes. And since it's white, that means it still needs to be dyed, and only a craftsman knows how to do that, so no sending white shoes either. And Zaklal, this is the rule, says the Mishnah, kol shenei yaisin bai biyontif, mishalchan oisai. Anything which is able to be used on yontif is allowed to be sent to his friend. If not, so he's not allowed to send it on yontif. And then we've gone to Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, yontif shchal yos erev Shabbos, when yontif falls out on erev Shabbos, meaning yontif falls out on Friday. Lo yivashal adam matchila miyontif l'Shabbos, one is not allowed to cook on yontif for Shabbos. Avom vashul yontif, but he is allowed to cook for yontif. Vim haiser, if he has extra food left over, haiser l'Shabbos, so that extra food could be used for Shabbos. We know that one's not allowed to prepare from yontif to weekday, and for that matter, one's not allowed to prepare from yontif for Shabbos. So the only way he'd be able to have food for Shabbos is if he cooked food on yontif for yontif and he had some extra food left over that could be used for Shabbos. However, now comes the famous din of erev tavshilin. Va'isa tavshil me'erev yontif, he can cook a dish erev yontif v'saymich olav l'Shabbos and rely on that dish for Shabbos. Which means now that he started cooking for Shabbos before yontif, he can continue cooking for Shabbos on yontif. Let's just focus on this for a moment. Al pi halacha, it's permitted to cook on yontif for Shabbos. And why would that be? So there's two opinions offered in the Gemara. Either because the food really could be used on yontif itself, because guests might come over and he would really need this food for them, and so it turns out that he's really cooking for yontif and not for Shabbos. Or because really, yontif on Friday and Shabbos that follows are considered kedusha achas, one long day of holiness, and therefore it's permitted to cook on yontif for Shabbos, because it's the same day. However, chazal or metaken, then an erev tavshilin needs to be made to allow cooking from yontif to Shabbos. And this is also because of two different reasons, either because of kvod Shabbos or kvod yontif. Kvod Shabbos means, in order to show that he's mechabed Shabbos properly, he has to begin cooking for Shabbos before yontif. Now, the reason of kvod yontif is totally different. When people see that it's usher to cook on yontif for Shabbos, they're going to be reminded that it's for sure usher to cook on yontif for a weekday, and that brings about more kvod to yontif. And therefore, only when a person starts cooking for Shabbos before yontif would he be allowed to continue that on yontif. Now, what exactly is erev tavshilin? So, Beis Shammai says shnei tavshilin, has to be two cooked dishes. Ubeis Hillel says tavshil echad, only has to be one cooked dish. Vishavin, they both agree. Bedagu beitza she'olav, when it comes to fish and the egg that was usually cracked on top of the fish and cooked like that, shehin shnei tavshilin, that's considered two different dishes. Even though the egg was usually part of this fish dish, still it's considered a separate tavshil. Now let's say a chalai, his erev tavshilin was accidentally eaten, aisha avad, or got lost, lo yivash al avad chila. So he's not allowed to cook anymore because he doesn't have this erev tavshilin anymore. However, b'mshir imenu kol shehu, if a little bit of the erev tavshilin was left over, say mechal of the Shabbos, he could rely on that erev tavshilin for Shabbos, meaning he would be allowed to cook on yontif for Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.